From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, had a warning Sunday for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. She said the U.S. would launch new missile strikes against his regime if he carries out another chemical weapons attack. She told CBS News that the strikes carried out Saturday by the U.S., Britain, and France were designed to send a message that if he doesn't stop using chemical weapons, there will be more attacks. We'll see how smart he is, Haley said. We'll watch his actions. Hopefully, he's gotten the message. Haley also told CBS News that the U.S. has decided to place new sanctions on Russia.
Secretary Mnuchin will be announcing those on Monday if he hasn't already, and they will go directly to any sort of companies that were dealing with equipment related to Assad and chemical weapons use.
Two members of Pakistan's Christian minority were killed Sunday in the drive-by shooting in southwestern Pakistan. Unidentified gunmen shot at a group of people leaving a church in Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province. Eight others were injured in the attack. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Pakistan says cross-border fire from Afghanistan Sunday killed two Pakistani paramilitary soldiers and wounded five others. A military spokesman said troops were conducting routine surveillance in the remote Kurram region to prepare to start building a fence on the border when they came under attack from the other side. Thousands of people gathered in major cities across India Sunday, demanding justice for two young victims of rape. They also demanded to know why women and children are still not safe in the country. This is VOA News.